Dan Jacobs has received numerous accolades as a chef in Milwaukee, including as a James Beard Award semifinalist. He's co-founder of the American Chinese restaurant Dan Dan and fine dining spot SRF. Jacobs became the hometown hero on the most recent season of Top Chef Wisconsin. He talked with Steve Gotcher of WPR's Beta about representing the city of Milwaukee on the show, while also bringing awareness to Kennedy's disease, which he's had since 2016. Warning to those who haven't watched season 21 of Top Chef, the conversation contains spoilers.
Well, congratulations. Getting to be a finalist, in my opinion, is almost as good as winning. You don't get all the money, but you certainly get plenty of attention. That can't hurt your career.
Not at all. I mean, it was one of those things where, like, sure, being runner-up, you're really close to winning the money, but no one will ever tell us to pack our knives and go. We never heard those words. And it's like, and for the three of us to go through the whole thing together like that, it was really special. And it was such a cool experience.
Well, once you got into the competition, did you think being from Wisconsin would give you any kind of an advantage?
Top Chef has like a, they pull inspiration from whatever region or city that they're in. You know, there are certain things, like you knew we were going to have cranberries. I had a real strong feeling that we would do indigenous foods. We kind of knew what was coming. I think everybody did. So as far as being here, having a familiarity, maybe not as much as I think people think it was. I also think it was a lot of pressure. I mean, I was the only person from Wisconsin that I really wanted to make sure that not only did I go far and show out for the city and the state, but I also wanted to do it in the right way and do it in a way that represented who we are. And I think I was able to accomplish that.
Was there any challenge that you found was particularly difficult?
Personally, I had a hard time with the baseball challenge, but that was more to do with my physical condition. If you've ever been at a game at American Family Field, there's no air movement in that place. And right. So like, it was like 90 degrees outside, but it was probably like 110 on the field with no breeze. And I was just physically beat up. That was really the only time where I felt like, oh man, like I could go home.
Now, as a chef in your restaurant, your physical, tell me a little bit about your physical condition.
So I was diagnosed in 2016 with Kennedy's disease, which is it's a neurological condition similar to ALS. So it's progressive. It's not nearly as like, it's not as fatal as ALS, but it's degenerative. I go every year to an ALS clinic and we track my progression, and it's gotten worse every year. You know, I have mobility issues like walking, stamina issues, things that take dexterity, like simple things that you kind of take for granted, like buttoning a shirt or something like that, is very difficult. For me, it's in those moments of doing like a repetitive task, like peeling carrots or dicing onions or stuff like that. That's where my brain really kind of works. And that's where like my creativity comes from, is usually in moments like that. What's tough is that those moments, they're harder to get to any other way. But those are the things that I'm having a harder and harder time being able to do. So the beauty is that we have a great team at Dan Dan and at SRF that basically help me out all the time. Like SRF's cooler and prep kitchen is in the basement, and they hike stuff up and down the stairs for me all day because I go one stair at a time. You know, there's two things I wanted to do when I was, you know, well, I mean, I have three things I wanted to do on the show. One is I wanted to win. Two, I wanted to show up for the state of Wisconsin, the city of Milwaukee, and I wanted to represent both in a very positive way. And lastly, like, and maybe most importantly, I wanted to show that even if you're differently abled or have a disability, that you can still achieve the things you want to. I mean, it takes a little bit more thought. It takes a little bit more patience, but don't ever give up on those dreams because it's worth it. I was very happy with what I was able to accomplish.
That was award-winning chef Dan Jacobs of Milwaukee talking with WPR's Steve Gotcher. To hear the full conversation, check out WPR's Beta. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Tyler Ditter.